Hey, there you are. We were worried you wouldn't be up in time to catch the bus. It comes in about 15 minutes.
We were just waiting out here for you. We got you some breakfast, too. An egg, cheese, and bacon sandwich with a fruit cup and OJ. I knew you'd be pleased. What's what? Oh, this? It's, a love me. Guess my concealer doesn't hide much.
No, it don't.
Oh, hush. You're the one to talk. I didn't know you could moan that loud, B. That Georgia man with the Georgia peach of an ass must have really been good.
Well, he was. But don't rub it in. I thought you were sleeping.
I was until I heard that headboard. So, hun, what about you? Did you have any fun on the trip?
Yeah, tell us. Did you meet any of those hot southern guys you had your eye on when we got here? I certainly saw a couple who had their gaze locked on you.
Oh, same here. At the pool, the bar, the beach. Not that I blame them. If I were a guy, I'd be totally whipped for you.
Me too.
Really? You got their number? Babe, that's great. That means you can come back here and not just in the summer.
I got a number myself.
Me too. I knew this trip would be a great idea. Not only did we get a few days in the sun, the beach, and total relaxation, but we also scooped up some of our own eye candy.
Souvenirs, if you will.
Almost definitely. We try to come back here every summer, but we can always make a trip for the fall, winter, and spring.
We're so happy you loved it here, sweetie. We told you that you'd adore this place.
Honestly, we would never dare steer you wrong.
Oh, there's the bus. Back to reality again, I guess. Oh, babes, don't look so down. Trust me, we'll be back. And as soon as you get home, you can give your new beau a call. Maybe he'll come visit you in the city.
Aw, she perked right back up at the mention of more southern dick. I would too.
Okay, enough flustering the girl. Let's get ready to head out before the bus leaves us. Though that don't sound too bad.
Don't tempt us with a good time.